we talk about setting goals and how if you want to achieve something great, you have to have goals. You know, set lofty goals. I think big, hairy, audacious goals is something I learned from Tony Robbins. If you shoot for the stars, at least you'll hit the moon if you miss the stars. Everybody talks about setting big goals and setting action plans and working for them and focusing on your goals. There's something really important for you to know about goals. By setting them high, yes, it's going to force you to move forward. But at the same time that you set a goal, you're also setting a limit. And my belief is that God does not have limits with what's possible for you. God does not have limits with what's possible for me. Hi, this is Mark Dolan with Time Tested Mastery, Life Lesson Self. And today I'm going to continue to talk with you about my little ChatGPT experiment. So the entire quote is going to be in the show notes, and we talked about it last week, and we'll be talking about it for the next few weeks. But today I want to talk about the second part of that quote. I had asked ChatGPT, what do people need to know about me that I rarely talk about? And it gave me five things. Well, the second thing was this, and I'll read it to you. It said, Mark, you lead with faith even when it's not fashionable. You've made it clear that your values come from timeless Catholic-rooted principles, integrity, dignity, stewardship. But you tend to downplay how much faith has carried you through adversity. For many people, hearing that your success isn't just hustle, but also humility and surrender would deepen trust in your message. And so that's what I want to talk with you about today. I want to share some of these ideas that have shaped me that I rarely talk about. You see, faith is a quiet engine. Faith is a quiet engine. My purpose today is to encourage you because so many people realize after they have been sort of battle tested and sort of pushed around a lot in life and really struggled and suffered, sometimes people get to the point where they think, well, you know what? I just don't have enough strength. I don't have enough power. I don't have enough intelligence. I don't have enough muscle. I just don't have enough to win. You know, I'll never forget when I first started selling real estate. Gosh, this goes back so many years ago. I was suffering from what I call learned helplessness. I believed that if I worked hard, I could survive, but I never thought that true success was possible for me because there was nobody in my life that I knew personally like me that had ever achieved a high level of success. I was totally unprepared for life when I started, to tell you the truth. I mean, I was really, really not ready. Tommy Hopkins was a great sales trainer in the 70s, and he had a lot of information on selling. And I remember this agent said, Mark, you know, if you want to borrow some of these Tommy Hopkins tapes, you know, I'll let you borrow them. Just give them back to me. And I remember saying, no, I'm not really interested in that. You know, I don't want to learn how to manipulate people into buying things from me. That's not really a healthy mindset, but that's the one I had at the time. Later on, when I started reading more and more in the sales, the self-help industry for sales, I remember thinking how wonderful these ideas were. But I said, that's for other people, not for me. So this message today is really for people that may be doubting themselves, because I certainly doubted myself, that hadn't experienced a lot of success, that have a drive to succeed, but they keep running into adversity. And they think, you know what? I don't have enough power. And it's true, we don't have enough power. And that's where faith comes in. You know, I am absolutely convinced that seemingly ordinary people can do extraordinary things. And I'm living proof of that because there's nothing extraordinary about me. I've just worked for the last 40 years. I've compounded the personal development and education over those 35 years. But I've also relied on a power greater than myself. That's where my faith comes in. Probably the most important message that anyone needs to hear when it comes down to faith is that when we are fighting something and we realize we can't win, the answer is in surrender. Now, when I was a kid, I wanted to be like John Wayne. I wanted to be battle-tested. I wanted to win. I wanted to win, and I was a fighter. But there were some battles in my life that I couldn't win until I surrendered. Most people have a really bad connotation of surrender, but I have a new definition for you. Surrender doesn't mean quitting. Surrendering means joining the winning side. If you're on the wrong path, it's best to stop going that way, to surrender and join the winning side. That's what my faith life has proven to me. You know, I can't tell you when my faith became unshakable. There's been many events across the series of my life that have made me believe that God is there. The first one is in quitting drinking. I couldn't do it on my own. I tried everything. I tried everything that I possibly do, and it didn't work until I surrendered. But I found a power greater than myself in that surrender. You know, I'll never forget another really painful experience, and a lot of people go through this, as I was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 48. And anyone that has ever been diagnosed with cancer before knows what it feels like to hear the C word and have it applied to you. It's sort of indescribable, and it's not in a good way. I remember going inward, you know, prior to my surgery and into my treatment and the different things that I was going through, and I really started getting into my faith, and I was spending a lot of time in scripture every single morning, in my prayer and meditation time every single morning, really going inward. And one of the things that I realized during that period of time coming out of it was that the greatest thing that happened to me with that cancer diagnosis isn't necessarily that I recovered completely from it, but it was what it did to my faith life. And particularly over the last 5, 6, or 7 years, my faith has become unshakable. Instead of looking at God as a bush league pinch hitter, only to be called upon when I'm in trouble, today I bring God along with me every single moment of the day, as long as I can remember. And when I forget, I come back to it when I do remember. But walking with his power has been the best thing for me in my life. So here's one other benefit that I'm going to share with you about having faith. And it comes into something that we all talk about. We talk about goal setting. We talk about setting goals and how if you want to achieve something great, you have to have goals. You know, set lofty goals. I think big, hairy, audacious goals is something I learned from Tony Robbins. If you shoot for the stars, at least you'll hit the moon if you miss the stars. Everybody talks about setting big goals and setting action plans and working for them and focusing on your goals. There's something really important for you to know about goals. By setting them high, yes, it's going to force you to move forward. But at the same time that you set a goal, you're also setting a limit. And my belief is that God does not have limits with what's possible for you. God does not have limits with what's possible for me. I read in scripture this morning, it's really, really an interesting thought, and it goes back into scripture. St. Peter denied Jesus out of fear 3 times on the night of his passion. After receiving the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, that same Peter stood up in front of all of the leaders and proclaimed Christ Jesus to all of those leaders at the risk of death, at the risk of jail, at the risk of everything. Now, that was Peter. Was it Peter's power that made him different? No, it was the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, is that part of success in life is trying to bring faith into your life, knowing that all successful people, it's not just their own efforts. It's the gifts that God has given them and the power that God has given them to exercise that power and to use those gifts on their journey. So I'll leave you with that today. My name is Mark Dolan, host of Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. I appreciate you listening to this today. If this message has any meaning to you or it could be useful to any of your friends, please share it with them. I'd love to hear from you. And until next week, have a blessed day.